Ready, set, go. And we are here, the Off-Road On Air podcast again. We've got my man Andy, Marley, and myself Thomas. How we doing, boys?
Hi, yeah, not too bad, mate.
About that, boys. I had a little bit of flat battery, so as soon as I went to fix that issue, I took my eye off the timer, and 10 minutes to 1 minute went real quick with a story about a bloke that had, what was it, a Suzy and a trolley jack.
With a trolley jack in the back of it that was bigger than he was, yeah.
That's a quarter of his JVM right there.
Which actually, I was just thinking as we, so we're going to sign off now, are you?
Oh, we've got a little bit. I'll just meld it in. That's fine.
Cool. Well, I've got a story for you, all right? And it's it brings me back to
love your story times, Andy.
Story time, Andy.
Yeah, story time. So you got to be safe. You got to think about what you're doing. Yeah, there's people's lives at stake with what you're doing. This was my own stupidity. I was at home by myself in the shed. I was doing a body swap on it was a LN106. So your leaf spun Hilux single cab body. So I figured the body wasn't that big. I was able to grab the front of it with an engine crane and lift the front of it up. And then what I was doing was with a high lift, jacking up one side, and then like I had a stack of tires and a plank of wood going underneath the back of the body. And I jack it up a little bit, go one more tire. I go over the other side, jack it up a little bit, one more tire. And I still had the engine and gearbox and everything in the car. So I was just trying to do a nice, quick, easy cab swap. So with the front of the car dangling on a engine crane, going to like a two-legged chain. So it was able to rock backwards and forwards as I jacked up the back side to side, and I slowly crabbed my way up to high enough. In a tight little garage, there was a row of shelves to what you'd call the passenger side of the ute. So I'd just done another tire, which was about the final tire that I needed on the driver's side. And then I've gone around to the passenger side, and I've walked in between the cab and the shelves, and I sat the high lift in position where it needed to go. And just as I was about to start jacking, I stopped for a second. I looked, I'm like, that looks like it's moving. Like, what's going on? And then as I looked, I could see the whole thing was sliding towards me. And as my split second, my quick instincts kicked in, I was like, oh, I cannot be standing here. I need to get out. But I couldn't run. I didn't have anywhere that I could go. So my instinct was to drop to the floor and roll underneath the shelves. So as the cab slipped off of my dodgy stack of tires that I had set up, I dropped to the floor and rolled underneath the bottom shelf, and the cab fell off the tires and landed against the shelving. And once it all, it crashed to a landing, I was able to then roll under the chassis of the car and out the other side. And I stood up and looked, and I was like, wow, fuck, like that was pretty close. And I lived by myself on acreage out in Timbuktu. No one would have heard me screaming. Who knows how long it would have been before someone found me if that had have pinned me against the shelves, if I had got stuck there. Like, who knows what could have happened, but it didn't. I was lucky enough to get my ass out of the way. So, yeah, talking about jacks and whatnot, it just dawned on me, that one. So, yeah, just be careful at home, working on your toys. And these things happen a lot when you have two or three people working on a car together, and you know, someone says, oh, I'm going to pull this jack stand out, and you go, yeah, it's all good, off you go, and someone lets the jack down before you're ready, and someone's fingers are in there, you just so that's my piece, is just be careful, look after each other, and when you're by yourself, take your time, make sure what you're doing is safe. Yeah, because I've had plenty of close ones much like that. Yeah.
That'd be a good segment. Working for four-wheel drives and accidents you've had.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Close encounters.
I'll give you another really quick one. I pulled the front diff out of a Prado, so I had no wheels on it. I pulled the front diff out and I had it on jack stands. And then the front diff was out on the floor. I put the wheels back on so I could sit the car back on the ground. So the jack stands were right in front of the car. And I had this bloke send me a message and said he wanted to buy the brake calipers. This is the car that I was parting out. And I thought, yeah, sweet, no worries. I'll rip the wheel off, pull the caliper off, Bob's your uncle. So the jack stands were within arm's reach, but I just had the car on a trolley jack, jacked it up, took the wheel off. Now I had my head in the wheel arch, and as I pulled on the caliper for it to come off, the car slid off the jack. The car came down and hit me in the back of the head and pretty much folded me in half. But there was enough room for me to be in the wheel arch when the car hit the ground. And I was able to sort of pull my head out and go, oh, fuck, jack it back up and then put the jack stand underneath it. So for what I knew I should have had the jack stand under there, but I was just going to undo them two bolts and pull the caliper off. Like it was going to take longer to put the jack stand in than I was going to be in there doing the job. And that's how quickly shit goes on.
Pretty crazy
could've
how fast you turn, eh?
Oh, definitely. You could have squashed your head against your strut or something, you know, and your brain just goes pop and turns into mush.
Your eyeballs pop out of its skull, and that's the end of you. Good
moral
night.
Story, be careful.
I got one about me and one about a mate. One with a jack stand that I was using at the front of my house, putting new coils in. Put it up on the high lift to go swap out coils. Me being an idiot, you know, 80 series handbrakes are not the best, so you're supposed to chock the back wheels, especially on a hill. Me being an idiot, forgot to do that. So I've lifted it right up, and then it's rolled. Nothing to stop the back wheels from continue rolling. It's fallen off the jack stand and driven straight into my mate's missus' car.
Nice.
Luckily, it was a patrol, so it had the tray on the back of it because it was a single cab. And it caused almost no damage to her car, no damage to my car. But I was like thinking, fuck, that could have been bad because there was people standing right there as well. And it rolled pretty hard.
You could have had your head in there. You could have had your hand in there. You're halfway through pulling the spring out and it drops off and compresses the spring.
Yep. And then my other story is pretty good. It's my mate Brandon. He was working on his 106 Hilux, him and his mate. Instead of using a crane or a jack or something to hold up a bull bar, he's decided, oi, my mate's big enough, he can hold it up for a few minutes while I'm putting the nuts in. So he's under the thing while old mate's holding it up, and he's going to put the bolts in. He couldn't get it lined up properly. So something my dad always told me was never put your fingers anywhere you wouldn't put your dick.
He lined the hole up with his fingers, didn't he?
Yep. And old mate said, nah, I'm dropping it. And he's like, no, 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 and drops it. Cut his finger clean in half.
Yeah, nice. Cut that's what you fill the screwdriver for.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is cut from his first knuckle off.
Yeah, no good. No good at all.
Yep, so that's, yeah, I've told it. He knows now, never put your fingers where you wouldn't put your dick. And he's like, oh, I wish I knew that before.
Yep.
Yeah, so now I call him Chubby all the time, or Chub.
the sheer force. Did he end up getting his finger back on, or is that was it?
No, it's from, well, which one was it? It was his pointer finger, and it's from the first knuckle to the end of the finger. It's all gone.
Yeah, right. Just the other half would have just been crushed to a smithereens.
No, it was just almost clean in half. It was just hanging on by a thread. I'll see if I can find photos, but it was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, right.
You've reminded me of a mate's missus now. We were at the 2017 Outback Challenge, maybe 2018.
Story time part two.
So these are good mates of ours that come from Canberra to join us at these events. And she had never navigated before. It's a fairly cruisy event. You don't need to be really fit. You don't really have to do any extravagant winching. So her plan was to just sit in the passenger seat and enjoy the ride. But before the event, she said, I want to know I want to know how heavy it is to pull the winch out if, in case I've got to and go hook it to a tree. We ran her through all the safety stuff, how it works and whatnot. So what she wanted was to just pull the free spool to see how heavy it was for her to grab the hook and run up the hill. So she's grabbed the hook, is hooked to the bull bar, and the winch is pulled tight. I think it may have been on like a rubber dildo, like we call it. She put her hands, like her hand was at the fair lead, and she's gone to pull on the rope, and it didn't come out, of course, because he hasn't flicked free spool yet. But with the way the free spool works, sometimes you'll flick free spool and it won't disengage. You have to flick out to take the pressure off and the winch will come out. Well, he accidentally flicked in and her hand was right at the fair lead. And when he flicked in, it sucked her hand in through the fair lead and cut her thumb and the top of her, I think you call it your index finger, is it? Yeah, cut her thumb off and the top of her index finger. And yeah, so she was in an ambulance off to Adelaide Hospital from Broken Hill. And yeah, he was...
Broken finger.
he was distraught. He couldn't go with her. I think she may have got airlifted, actually.
Shit.
He couldn't go with her. He had to come back and get his car, and he drove that night to Adelaide Hospital. They knocked her out. They were putting her in for surgery the next day. And she, like, she's an absolute trooper. She said to him, there's no point you being here at the hospital with me. Go back and do the race. So she legit told him, get in your car and drive back there and continue the race. So he got a mate to jump in the passenger seat. He done the race, and once the race was over, he drove back to Adelaide and picked her up from hospital, and they were able to sew, I think, her finger back on, but she ended up losing the top of her thumb.
Shit.
Yeah. And it's funny, I said to her, the next time I said to her, I asked her if it's like a big, does she notice it, like, is it a life-changing sort of accident? And she said the biggest thing when she notices it is writing a text message on her phone, not having, because she's still got half of her thumb, but she's missing that top little bit. And she says writing a text message is so hard now because you don't have both thumbs to go.
Oh, count them all, boys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still got them.
Yeah, yes. Still got all mine.
Keep them all. Yep.
Some of the dumb stuff I've done, it's probably gonna still got all my fingers, eh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Like I said, I've been pinned underneath winch ropes. I've had winch ropes wrapped around my arms and legs, and yeah, it's you gotta be careful. It's a dangerous hobby we've got, fellas.
Yeah, mate.
But you could get hit by a bus tomorrow, so what's the difference?
Yep. At least this is what you're doing that you love and you're having fun along the way.
Yeah,
you die at work as well too, Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you have any? Hopefully not.
Do you have any interesting stories, Tom, about stuff almost going real bad?
Dude, I am so PG. Nothing really ever bad happens, and if it does, I just do this and just wait. Either someone will come help me, or someone will come along. I've been very, very lucky, touch wood, that I've really had nothing like that occur. I'm pretty lucky. I don't also put myself out there as much in sketchy situations as well, too. I'm a bit of a pussy, I'm not going to lie. It makes me quick. It gives me queasy feelings inside to hear like stories like that where someone's lost something. Like I've always like don't get me wrong. I hang out in groups where there's always something that goes wrong and it's never me. We're just up Dargo in the weekend. Little brother falls out of the back of the trailer after we get wood. And he falls out of the back of the trailer. As he falls into the ground, his foot hits the ground and bounces straight back up, hits the drawbar of the trailer, and there it is. There's 8 stitches on the way. So he's asked us to go to hospital. Oh. And yeah, he's done that a fair few times, just different various things like puncture wounds and stuff like that. And off to hospital he goes. Same weekend, literally a day later, old mate dad gets the grinder, and it scrapes across his hand. Just does something dicky. Grinder was in his opinion, grinder was a bit dicky as well too. That grinder's now in the bin. It was like the cord was cut off it. And he threw it out. He just wasn't risking it anymore. But it's like I've been lucky myself, but surrounded by blood and gore and stitches throughout all my family as well too. I don't know. It just might be me. I might be lucky. So
very lucky,
touch,
mate.
Touch wood. Touch wood. Touch wood. So yeah. All right. Do we want to sign it off, guys?
We may as well. We'll end up doing it.
Yeah, no. Didn't you want to... This is almost an episode. This is almost an extra episode. Like it's a bit of a bonus itself. Unfortunately, I don't have that many stories of stuff like that. Marley, do you want to sign us out and tell us more about your YouTubing?
Yes, mate. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for watching. This has been the All Access Off-Road Podcast. My name's Marley. I just wanted to say thank you guys for watching. Thank you to everyone that supports me on TikTok and follows me along and joins in the comment sections. I'd like to comment back to you guys and have little chats. If you guys could, I'd really appreciate it if you'd go over and check out my YouTube channel. It's very, very new at the moment. It's still up and coming, but I'm looking at buying a drone and stuff like that to get a bit more professional level, I guess. I'm hopefully buying one on Friday, and got a few more planned trips for the next coming weeks, so hopefully that'll be good. They won't be in my car, unfortunately. They'll be in most of my mates' cars, or yeah, unfortunately in a patrol. Oh well. But thank you guys very much for watching, and cheers for supporting me through all that. If you guys want to find me, go to Marley Grubby on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And cheers, guys.
Love your work, Marley. Andy, where can we find you?
Right, what have I got? So we're All Access Off-Road. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've got a massive shout-out to Leaf Spring Racing. So anybody that's... that gets over and likes his page, tell him that All Access Off-Road sent you. And if he gets back to me that you've sent him that message, I might just send you a little something special, maybe a sticker, a T-shirt or something along them lines. We have some new jumpers in the works, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. And this year we are going to run a massive snow trip. So it is what we've put it down to is we are willing to take two extra cars for every one experienced driver that comes. So for every experienced driver that I am able to get, we will bring two extra cars. So that'll be three. If I can get 10 experienced drivers, we will take 20 fans, friends, and people that just want to go and see the white fluffy stuff. So stay tuned. Like, share, follow all the pages, comment on stuff. The more I hear and see from you, the more likely you are to get a Guernsey to come along on this year's epic snow adventure.
I'd be actually super keen for that. I might be doing this, but we'll see how we go. Early stages. I'll be definitely seeing you at Wild Dog. That's coming up. I'll be definitely seeing you at Wild Dog. That's going to be fun.
I've got you a spot for that one, mate.
Hell yes. All right. And I am Thomas John Freeman. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, obviously on YouTube. And I love playing on TikTok as well too. Stirring the pot, as Marley said at the start of the episode. Is that Sam's new shirt, was it?
Stirring the pot.
Stirring the pot. There it is. It's me.
Prado's not a real Land Cruiser.
I'll find you.
It's where I live.
I'll fight.
And I'm so keen. We need to have a what was it? The Hilux versus Prado. I reckon that will be sick. We'll just we'll play it by ear. Absolutely. And obviously the Off Road On Air podcast here. You can get us on YouTube. You can get us on iTunes and Spotify. If there's anything else you want to hear us on, hit us up. We'll try and make it available on your podcast of choice as well too. So thank you very much, guys. See you in the next one. Cheers.
Sweet as, guys. See you later. See you, boys.
Nope.